You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The Twins made history in 2017, becoming the first club ever to reach the postseason the year after losing 100 or more games. They did it with a great young nucleus of homegrown talent. Take a listen to how the Twins got to October.
Here in camp, our optimism comes from the fact that all of our young players, more at-bats, more innings. Some of the players that were hurt or didn't have particularly good years, their resumes say that they're capable of more.
Last year, as bad as it was a big learning year for us and for a lot of our guys in that 1-2 range. And we got a high ceiling. We're very talented and hopefully I can help speed that process up of getting these guys along a little bit quicker.
Swing and a drive into left center field. That's hit well. Bradley back at the wall. It's gone! Joe Mauer with a walk-off homer in the ninth. That ball's well stroked center field. Long run. Buxton still tracking on the track. Jumps up. Makes the catch. A spectacular catch by Buxton.
Jose Berríos gives the Twins 7 2/3 innings.
11 strikeouts. Brilliant here tonight.
What a night for Jose Berríos.
Swinging a drive. Right center field and deep. Way back. We're tied. Line drive to left. Gordon's there. He's got it. Mauer tags. Mauer heading home. The throw is cut off. The relay. No time. Scores.
Delivers. Ground ball. Should be three. Steps on second. Get back to first. In time. Triple play.
Base is loaded. And here's the pitch. Line to left field. A base hit. This will score one, maybe two. Here comes Rosario. He slides. He scores.
Castro delivers a two-run single.
On a night when Irv was just being Irv, a complete game shutout for the third time this season. Eddie Rosario, a three-homer night. And a fitting way for the Twins to put up number 20.
We felt like the stuff was similar to what had been in years past, but maybe a little bit unlucky, strand rates or otherwise, ball and play rates. This was a good opportunity for us to add a guy who's been really successful over the last couple of seasons.
And leaping and making the catch on the warning track. A great catch by Zach Granite in center, making his first major league start.
11.
Wow.
And they're using the psychedelic balls here for the extra time. I mean, what are we throwing right now?
We all know his track record. He certainly knows how to pitch. And it's a nice addition to our club. I had a chance to speak with him earlier this afternoon, and he's tremendously excited about the opportunity to come over here.
That'll do it for Jaime Garcia in his Twins debut. He struck out 7.
New York sent a pair of minor leaguers to Minnesota in exchange for left-hander Jaime Garcia, whose Twins career lasted less than 1 week after he had been acquired from the Braves only 6 days earlier.
We just had, heartbreaking losses to the Dodgers. Who knows, if we win those 4 games, we might not be talking about this right now.
And tonight at Target Field, a 44-year-old man has gotten all 27 outs. Driven to right center field. And it's over the head of Santana.
Escobar's going to try to score. The relay will not be made. We're tied at 4.
Never know. Maybe that pitcher balks.
And a balk. Right on cue. Rosario drawing the balk on Drake, and the Twins have the lead.
Drill to center. Buxton back, turning around one way or the other. Oh, what a catch.
Goodness.
What a catch by Byron Buxton in center.
They are in it, and you're sitting there around the group saying, let's shock the world once again. This is what makes the wild card special.
Leaping, and he made the catch.
Great concentration by Buxton.
And that one's hit in the center field fairly well. Long run. And he's going to play it off the wall. They're going to wave him around. The throw to the plate, and he's going to be safe inside the park home run.
Take a look at Sano coming out of the box.
I felt something right there.
Told that Sano left the game with left lower leg shin soreness. He's day-to-day.
A three-homer day for Byron Buxton, and Major League Baseball is seeing something here. Byron Buxton, folks, has arrived. And here's the pitch, and that hit him! Kepler got hit! Twins win the game. This month of August with her 20th win, Polanco a two-out, two-run, ninth inning single. The Twins dugout is all fired up, and for good reason, a three-run ninth inning rally. Way back and gone. Leadoff homer, Brian Dozier to the porch and right, number 30 for Dozier. Back it goes, deep it goes to the upper deck, and there's a record. The Twins have hit their 7th tonight.
Maton's pitch, a
swing and a drive into right. Down the line, back it goes. That ball is gone, a home run! Rosario walks it off, sending shockwaves throughout the wild card standings.
Swinging a fly ball,
left field and deep. Back it goes, deep it goes.
Twins walk it off again.
Brian Dozier coming all the way around and scoring on a bunt. How about that to start a ball game?
Fly ball into right center field. Back at the wall. It is gone. A home run. Brian Dozier, an eighth inning go-ahead three-run homer.
Tremendous catch in the gap. Oh, my goodness. The magic number is one.
Nicky Delmonico trying to send the Sox home happy along with the Twins.
Gone! Good night, Angels.
How about that? The Twins are in the postseason. The clubhouse is going crazy. Danny, this is a just reward for a team that came into camp with a plan. They're guys who love playing together. They love playing baseball, and they're going to get to play some postseason
baseball.
Yeah,
they're digging the champagne right now. They are enjoying what's going on down there in the clubhouse right now, for sure.